to say, I've got a couple of things I'm hung up to speak to you about. The other thing was about these lamb bananas.
Which have gone now, yeah?
That's it. What do you think? Do you agree with them going, like?
No, I don't agree with them going, but I'm thrilled that we've made £550,000 on the auction alone without the ones that are on the website.
That's right, because it's good for the city, isn't it, Peter? So
what's happened with your suitcases that are lost?
Well, that was the third thing I wanted to speak about, but I didn't want to put you on a downer, really.
Put me on a downer? I'm on the phone, yeah.
I went to Amsterdam.
Right.
Got a problem. On the marijuana, you see. And they bloody left me bags.
They what?
They left me bags on the plane.
Who left you bags on the plane?
The air company, which you won't mention no name.
What do you mean they left you bags on the plane?
Well, when I got to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
On the airport. No bags came through.
Right. Why are you recording this, by the way? I'm just curious about
it. I'm not recording it, Peter.
Say again?
I'm not recording it, and I don't like the way you speak to people.
No, you are recording it. Why? And why does your voice keep going gayer and gayer? What's all that about?
I'm gay.
Sorry?
Because I'm gay.
Right, so what's the point of this conversation? Shall I just ban you now, forever?
You're gay.
And you're stupid.
Yeah.
Is that all you're capable of?
I'm sure there's thousands of people across Merseyside who agree with me.
Oh, they'll agree with it because they want to jump in on it, but they don't know any better than you. But they don't know any better than... Why should I give you a chance when you're talking verbal diarrhea? Why should you get a chance? Are you listening to yourself? You don't mind the polls, but all of a sudden it's Iraqis now in your eyes. Thousands of them coming in, you said.
Iraqis was just an example.
Well, don't just give an example. Be more specific, please.
You didn't give me a chance.
Well, I'm giving you a chance. I'm giving you a chance. I'm giving you a chance. All yours. The floor is all yours. Go on. Go on.
The other person has hung up.
Yes, Becky. Hello? Yes, Becky.
Hello? It's Becky? Who's that?
Yes, Becky.
Am I on the radio?
Yes, Becky.
At the minute?
Yes, Becky.
I wait, Dave. I'm ringing up because of the way you spoke to that man before, because he was gay and it's planned out of order.
Right.
Wow.
I said right.
I think you're out of order, and I think you need to apologise to him, because every person that comes on this radio, you argue with.
I thought you were a new listener, you told us.
What?
I thought you were a new listener, you told us.
Everyone I've heard you on the radio to tonight, you've been completely horrible to them and had an argument with them.
No, it's called a discussion.
What?
It's cool.
But you shouldn't be walking around saying to the men, because you're gay. Who cares if he's gay?
Becky, if you didn't listen to the show before, I will just point out something that people come on to...
You're gay.
Put a ban on her with a filthy, dirty mouth. There's another one, you stupid bitch. All right. 0151-708-1059. Is the number, if you'd like to join us, give us a ring. And I've just wiped Harry off, sorry about that. It's going to be one of those nights tonight. Is there any intelligent people apart from Wendy out there? Is anybody out there that can have a proper conversation? Like, instead of psychos and nutcases, please, hello, Earth to sensible people, are you there or not? Or are we going to have 4 hours of absolute verbal diarrhoea? Coming through a nappy.
Pete Price. Unzipped.